Today's devotional is based on Romans 11, verses 1 to 12, and it was written by the Reverend Susan Rothenberg. When my children were small, one of their favorite books was Mama, Do You Love Me? It is a sweet and simple story of a little girl testing to see whether there are limits to her mother's love for her. The little girl poses questions to her mother, beginning with descriptions of small, mischievous acts like, Mama, would you love me if I threw water on our oil lamp? To which the mother replies, I would still love you. The questions progress to include more and more outrageous behavior, ending with, Mama, would you love me if I turned into the biggest, meanest polar bear with big, shiny teeth and I chased you into your tent and you cried? To which the mother replies, I would be very surprised and very scared, but I would know it is really you inside that polar bear, and I would still love you. Here in Romans 11, Paul presents an image of a God who is gracious, kind, and never gives up on God's people, even when they reject God's blessings and become hard-hearted, mean, and sluggish. God doesn't forget who we are inside when we stumble, disbelieve, and snarl at life. Like a loving parent, God will not reject the worst angels of our nature. In fact, according to Paul, God is longing for us to cast off everything that prevents us from living into our true identities as God's beloved children. In this season of Lent, we are invited to consider our lives deeply, to be honest about the things we have done and left undone that cause us to stumble away from the merciful heart of God. Like the little girl in the story, we can safely think about, pray about, and confess all those dark places inside ourselves because, at the end of the story, we will never be rejected by the one whose love is inclusive, wide, and deep. We do not stumble so we can fall. Every day, through the grace of God, our stumbling leads us right back into the loving arms of Jesus. Let us pray. Holy Parent of all people, we do not need to ask whether you love us, because it is your love that gives us life and breath. Forgive us when we stumble. Teach us when we are sluggish. Open our eyes and ears to experience the power of your Holy Spirit. Let us be so confident of your love for us that our lives become a testimony of your love for all creation. Thanks be to God. Amen.